A cross-section of Ghanaians in and around Accra have kicked against the increase in the price of sachet and bottled water. The Association of Sachet and Bottled Water Producers today increased the price of the commodity by 20%. They cite the upward adjustment of utility tariffs as the main reason for the price hike. A bag of sachet water, which previously sold at 1 Ghana cedi 80 pesos, now goes for 2 cedis 20 pesos, while a sachet of water is now selling at 15 pesos instead of 10 pesos. Victoria Haji has more.
The Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, PURC, recently increased electricity tariffs by almost 80% and water by more than 50%. The commission finds reason in arguments advanced by the utility companies, who among others cite increasing loss of production and high exchange rate. While industry players agree that there is the need to pay realistic prices for water and electricity, they condemn the quantum of the increase. They argue that it will have a negative toll on businesses. It is therefore not surprising that producers of sachet water, popularly known as pure water as well as bottled water, have already increased the prices of their commodities from the day the new tariffs are also taking effect. According to the producers, they are at a disadvantage as they are affected by the increase in both tariffs. Mamie Kria is a retailer of sachet and bottled water.
Only yesterday they came, they said that it's 2 cedis. I would sell it 2 cedis.
20%.
First, we have it 1 cedis, 50 pesos. And we add 30 pesos to it, so it will mean 1 cedis, 80 pesos.
So one will go for
1,005.
The ordinary consumers on the streets are urging the authorities to reconsider the increases in the tariffs.
There's no money in the system. The hardship is too much. Electricity, yeah, 70-something%. Water, bam. Well, obviously, yeah, it could be a hardship. The little thing, they can increase, but the percentage they increase is actually there. It is too much. Right now, pure water have been increased.
The increase of this utility tariffs is going to affect the ordinary Ghanaian, because when we look at the economy this time, it's running so fast that you can't even make anything out of it. And it is very amazing at the rate at which these utility tariffs are being increased. Take electricity, for instance, 78.9. This is too much. It's a bit on the high side. And normally I buy 20 Ghana lights every month. But this month, when I bought, just yesterday when I went to buy 20 Ghana, I saw that it was reduced, which means it's not going to be up to the month. It's going to affect me. How much do I earn? In fact, I think the government needs to reset and re-strategize the whole thing.
The rich will not be affected by this increase, but the poor will be affected, because what the rich are buying, the same thing the poor people are buying. Look at our women in the market. They are always complaining about high prices. And instead of the government to reduce the prices, as they will be thinking, because you have half oil, the government has failed them, rather increasing the prices. So definitely to affect them. A woman with 3 children, how can he cope?
Mathematically, pure water, which previously sold at 10 pesos, should now go for 12 pesos, going by the 20% announced increase. But are Ghanaians now ready to use 1 peswa coin, which they long rejected as unattractive? From the look of things, it does not seem so, and they have to contend with now having to buy pure water at 15 pesos, since 5 pesos is the smallest denomination in use.
Consumers on the streets of Accra decrying the increase in the price of sachet water, and that report by Victoria Ahaji.